Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, the common cold sure lives up to its name, doesn't it? Around this time of year, colds are all too common. And that's just one more good reason to keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Because speedy Alka-Seltzer can add comfort to your own pet cold treatment. Help you feel better while you're getting better. You see, Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache, the feverish feeling, the general aches and pains that can make you feel so miserable when you have a cold. And when your cold causes a raspy, irritated throat, Alka-Seltzer makes a mighty soothing gargle, too. Just dissolve 2 tablets in 1/4 glass of warm water and gargle. So, whatever your own pet cold treatment may be, add comfort to it by taking Alka-Seltzer. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
I picked up this copy of Fabulous Adventures magazine down at Kramer's drugstore, Molly, and there's a true story in here that just looks terrific.
True, huh?
Yep. It's about big game hunting, you know, in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go ahead and read. I've got things to do.
Well, you hear the title of it, kiddo. It's called I'm in Love with Danger by John Courage, Big Game Hunter. Boy, don't that sound exciting?
Well, you go ahead and read it anyhow. I'm in love with peace and quiet myself. I won't bother you.
Oh, okay. Hey, just let me read you how this story starts, huh? Oh, it's terrific.
Well,
listen to it. It says, as I stood outside that thicket full of lions, a lone hunter, with nothing between me and those savage beasts, but my 12 trusty gun bearers and a mile of open ground, a strange feeling came over me, and I knew that I was in love with danger. Wow.
Strange feeling just came over me, too. Sort of a nauseous feeling.
Oh, something yet, you think? Because you think if you had it...
Grocery boy! Run your order, daughter.
Just put them on the sink, Mr. Oldtimer.
Already done it, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hi. Well, I'm glad you came, old-timer, because the sooner you scram, the quicker I can read my magazine. So,
what magazine is it, son? If it's Cap'n Billy's Whiz-Bang, I've read it, so I can tell you all about it and save
no,
you
No, the... no, no, this is nothing like that at all. This is the new issue of Fabulous Adventures magazine.
Oh, that one.
Do you read it?
Never heard of it.
Well, it's a terrific magazine, and there's a story in here that just...
Fabulous Adventures, eh? Say, by jeepers, I ought to sit down and write a few stories for them myself, Johnny, because if anybody ever had some fabulous adventures... I've had them. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, you're an unbelievable character. Now, if you'll just don't...
Yes, sir. Now, you take the time me and Papa went big game hunting.
Doggone it, I want to read my magazine, so... Big game hunting? You?
And Papa? Yes, sirree. We had tickets for the big game between the Army and the Navy, you see, and we started out to hunt the stadium. But every time we'd pass a set of swinging doors... Papa'd have to stop a while, and by the time we got there, the big game was all over, and so was Papa.
How's your story coming, dearie? Interesting?
Great, as far as I've read. Between fighting off that vacuum cleaner salesman and the phone ringing all the time, though, I've only read 1 page 6 times.
Well, I'm through in the kitchen now. I'll answer the phone or the door.
Boy, this sure is exciting stuff, though, Molly. Must take nerves of steel to hunt lions for a living, like this guy does. This is a brave man that wrote this story.
From the samples you've read me, it was a brave man who published it, too. I've heard of people being tarred and feathered for less than that. I'll get it, dearie. You go ahead and read. To yourself. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee... Ah, hello, Mabel. I was just going to call you. Yes.
Women don't really appreciate fine writing, I don't think. Oh, well. In the grass ahead, a hungry lion was waiting, and I, John Courage, big game hunter. Molly, will you get the door, kiddo?
I can't right now, McGee. I'm on the phone.
Oh, the phone, the phone, the phone. Everything stops when the phone rings. I don't know what's so important about Mabel Toops that she can't stop talking long enough to... Okay, 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 I'm coming. Try to read around here, and all you get is interruptions.
Well, good afternoon, Droop Snoot. Thought you weren't going to let me in.
I didn't know it was you, Satchel Packer, or I wouldn't have. Come in, anyhow. I'd ask you to sit down and stay a while, but you're the kind of a guy that's just dirty enough to do it.
I'm tired enough, too. I've had a day today that
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble. Sit down.
Thanks, Molly. I was going to. It's been a rough day. Started off the day by losing a patient at 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Doc.
Well, we found him again at 8:15.
Huh?
The ambulance had taken him to the wrong hospital.
Oh, anyone we know, Doctor?
Yeah, Mrs. Clatterhatch's little boy, Raymond. Automobile accident.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
He swallowed one.
An automobile?
Yeah, a toy truck he got in a box of Cracker Jack. Gulped it down, popcorn, fries, and all.
Hmm.
Time we finally located and had him moved to the right hospital, though, it was too late to operate on the little fella.
Oh, gee, Minnie, that's terrible, Doc. You mean...
Yes. He'd already coughed it up.
Oh, for the love of all the cornies. Shut up.
I tell you, it's been a very trying day.
Well, I've had a very trying day, too, you beak faker. I've been trying to read a story all day, and people keep busting in here interrupting me. So if you have to rush off right now, I'll hold the door open.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relieve. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Knowing the danger that lay ahead, I turned to say goodbye to my faithful wife. Gloria, I said, that lion hiding in the brush ahead is a killer, a man-eater. But you know what I, John Courage, big game hunter, must do. Gloria nodded silently.
Probably too embarrassed about this corny dialogue to say anything.
Oh, gee whiz, Molly, this is the most dramatic part. Will you let me read it? This is exciting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, where was I? Oh, yes, yes. No longer does he hunt game like other lions, I said. That vicious beast is a man-eater. I paused, then I handed her my rifle. Women he won't eat, I said. So go in there and get him, Gloria.
Oh, brother. I hope Gloria took that rifle and beat the living daylights out of him. Did she? Go ahead, read me some more. What'd Gloria do to that?
It don't say. Just says the following summer, after a brief honeymoon, my new wife, Penelope, and I headed for the jungle because...
Saved by the bell. I'll get the phone, and frankly, I'm happy. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Spradley. No, not a thing. I was just sitting here.
My new wife, Penelope, and I headed for the jungle, for there lay danger, and I was in love with danger. The natives greeted us with shouts of, oh, no. Dad rat that... Molly!
Oh, really, Mrs. Spradley? No, I didn't know that.
Molly!
She does? I always thought that red hair looked a little phony, but it's the best dye job I ever saw. McGee, will you get that door? I'm on the phone.
On the phone, on the phone, on the phone. I hope the house never catches fire while she's on the phone, because I'd never get her out of here without having to stop.
Well, hi there, Mr. McGee.
Oh, hi, Les. Come in.
Were you busy or anything? Because I don't want
to... Oh, no, 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 I'm not busy. All I'm trying to do is read a very exciting story that I've only been trying for 3.5 hours, and I've already read almost 4 pages, too. No, I'm not busy.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm just a little disgusted, that's all. Come on, come on, sit down if you have to. That's okay.
Well,
it's just that I got a terrific story here, and every time Molly gets on that phone, I can't get her off to answer the door or anything.
Well, you just go right ahead and read now. And I'll just sit here and I won't make a sound.
Well,
all I wanted to do is ask Ms. McGee if Sally could borrow her cookbook. So I'll wait. You read.
Well, gee, thanks, Les. I'd sure like to know how this thing comes out. I'll sit over here by the window and read you.
And don't you worry about the door. I'll get that. Come in!
Hello, Mr. Oh, well, Lester Nelson, what are you doing over here?
Come in, Mr. Wimple. I'm just visiting. We best talk kind of soft, see, because Mr. McGee's trying to read.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple and Lester. Sit down, the both of you.
How do you do, Miss
McGee? Thank
you. I just had to tell somebody about the exciting bird I saw.
McGee, don't sit there with your nose in a magazine. We have company, dearie.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be any trouble, but the most exciting thing...
You won't be any trouble, Wallace, not at all. Sit down there, boy, and tell Molly all about it. Come on, Les, I'll get the cookbook for you. Sally wants to borrow your cookbook, kiddo.
If you don't mind, Miss McGee.
Oh, she don't mind. I'll get it for you. Well, come on, Les. There's a little favor you can do for me.
Mrs. McGee, have you ever seen a spackle-crested vireo? Because I was out this afternoon...
Yes, yes, that must have been very exciting, Mr. Wimple, to a bird watcher.
I'm still just all a tingle. My, I'd love to tell Mr. McGee about it, but, well, it's been over an hour, and I'd really better go on home, I guess.
Well, I know he'd have loved to hear it. Maybe he can... Oh, McGee!
Oh, we'd better not.
McGee, Mr. Wimple has to go now.
Molly, please! I'm on the telephone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought maybe...
If anybody comes to the door, you get it, because I am on the phone. Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, it says, as the savage land charged, the frightened natives ran for their lives. But I did not move, for I, John Courage, big game hunter, was unafraid.
Wow, what a guy.
Bracing myself against the topmost branches of the tree, I took careful aim at the lion's back and fired shot.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you cannot always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults, and a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Gee, that was just terrific, Les. I knew I'd get that story read some way. Well, thanks a lot, boy.
That's okay, Mr. McGee. That sure was a good one, all right. I'd sure like to borrow this magazine and read that story to myself someday.
Sure, that's okay, anytime.
Oh, McGee.
Molly, please, don't you know I'm on the phone?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, dearie. Just wanted to tell you dinner is ready, but if you're busy...
I'll dig you later, Les. Bye.
I thought that'd do it.
Oh, well, so long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer and Mr. Wimple are played by Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan, and Les Nelson by Robert Easton. This is John Wall saying, see you all tomorrow.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.